Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Someone's birthday today.
I see that you've actually got me a present as well.
Yeah, I'm so generous.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. You're not going to sing, are you?
I do. That's a good idea, actually.
No,
happy birthday.
Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get our birthday suits on. As the time of recording this is actually my birthday, so we're discussing all things birthdays. We've also got a birthday expert on the phone, a guy who's planned lots of showbiz birthday ceremonies.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, we definitely hope it's 100% going to be a riot. You have riots on birthdays, right?
Yeah, you go wild, don't you?
Yeah, you do go
wild.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 24. 24, and I'm actually older than the amount of episodes
you
we've done.
You are older. Don't worry, it'll surpass you at some point.
Yeah, well...
maybe in about 10 years.
I don't think that's really bad math, Lucy, if you think about that. In about 5 weeks, it'll be surpassed. If you've never joined us before, hello. You will like all our previous episodes. Please do literally like them. Go on Audio Boom, give us a little like. And check them out on iTunes as well. Just search Luke and Lucy FM. Thanks so much for the iTunes reviews, by the way, as well. We've had a few American iTunes reviews recently, which is great.
Look at everyone listening to us across the pond.
I know. Hey, if you want to tweet us across the pond, at Luke and Lucy FM, and I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me, at the exact time we're recording this right now, I'm officially 29 years old.
You are. And a true fact about me would be that I'm always going to be younger than you.
That is a very accurate true fact.
A lot younger than you.
It's a very accurate true fact, Lucy Hilton. I mean, although looking at us both, you would definitely say that
you
I'm younger.
Would say, just because you're like a baby.
I'd rather look like a baby than have wrinkles that I think, oh, you need nip and tuck on them.
Oh, I have wrinkles, cheeky.
Even my as you know, my eyesight's bad, Lisa, but you know, I could just...
Oh, stop. That is a lie.
We just want to say, if you like fresh food, this podcast is supported by High Life Diners Club for an amazing exclusive offer that we're giving you completely free, 100,000,000% free. Just stay tuned to the end.
100,000,000%
Yeah,
free.
Well, just stay tuned to the end
Not
of the
just
episode.
Free. Not just,
well, it's better
100,000,000%.
It's better than free, Lucy. Stay tuned to the end of the episode for that. Now, episode 24, we wanted to do, well, frankly, I wanted to do it about birthdays. Why?
Well, obviously, selfish, because it's your birthday. But what happens when it's my birthday? We can't do birthdays.
Oh, no, we're not
again,
doing no, exactly.
We?
Well, that's unfortunately, that ship sailed,
really
Lucy.
Really selfish.
Yeah. We can do it about dying when it's when it's your birthday.
What a cheery subject.
I think that, you know, when you get old, and obviously I'm now at an age where I'm getting older.
That you're a granddad.
You know, kind of, I'm nearly 30 now. And if you listen to this next year, like next July, I will be 30. And I think to myself, I'm at an age now where do I write my bucket list? Do I have my midlife crisis?
Oh my goodness,
at
you
what
need to
age,
chill.
At what age do I procreate?
20.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You're still a baby.
The problem is, if I went out and got with a 20-year-old right now, I'd feel like a predator.
A lot of boys do, don't they?
Yep. They don't get with them for girlfriends, they get with them for something else for one night that lasts 3 minutes. That's all that happens, Lucy.
Some people are 10 years older, there's nothing wrong with it. My grandma was 10 years older than my granddad.
There was a story, yeah, but that's a different generation. They didn't get together when one was 20 and one was 10.
Well, that's true, but come on.
There's a story in the paper, actually, this week about a girl who married a 77-year-old woman, not a girl, a 77-year-old woman, who married an 18-year-old lad.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently they started. He started dating when he was 17.
Was she rich?
I assume she must be, right?
They There must be something
I do not know. A single bonus for an 18-year-old lad who's got full mental capacity to get with a 77-year-old woman.
Oh,
the
gross,
only pearl necklace
please.
That he should be having is hopefully an antique set.
Stop.
Just saying. Right.
That is really gross.
You know, Lucy,
talking of pearl necklaces, what did you get for your birthday?
Well, actually, at the time of recording this, I've not actually opened my presents.
You've opened my presents, cheeky.
Yeah, Lucy got me...
I got you a present.
Lucy got me some booze. She knows me very well. Yeah. Of course.
And cupcakes.
And some cupcakes. So Lucy is literally
so
getting me drunk and fattening me up. Well, that's what birthdays are about, though, right?
But you need to get fat and get drunk.
That's Lucy's life motto.
So what's been one of your best birthdays then?
I think I remember there's been a few good birthdays, right? Back in 2007, I celebrated my 20th birthday in Alaska.
I did camp, of all places.
Yeah, well, no, it was freezing in summer. That's what it was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and I remember getting a belt off an American girl that I'd met, and she got it from Walmart.
Was this American girl that you used to fancy when you was like...
She got me this belt.
Did she dump
you? No, wait, it was a long-distance relationship, which had the one small problem of the transatlantic ocean in the middle. So actually,
and
you
that
know...
that shouldn't stop you.
Yeah, well, she got me this belt, and I absolutely loved this belt, and I'm still wearing it to the... Actually, no, I ripped
a few... You
still
wear the belt?
Yeah, no, but the belt, look at that. 9 years on, that belt lasted.
Must be a good
years.
Belt.
Good
was
leather.
Leather?
Yeah, good leather in America right
she
now.
She splashed out
She did
didn't
splash
she?
Out. It cost her $4 from Walmart.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah,
goodness.
She did really splash out. But the reason why that birthday was so special is because I was surrounded in beautiful surroundings at this camp in America. It was a different culture. And don't forget, Americans, and if you listen to this right now, in America, you can back us up. They love birthdays. It's anything to make a big deal, anything
love
to eat cake.
Birthdays.
And I had this biggest cake, and we went to the movies, the cinema, and it was just fab. It's just, frankly, I could have done that in Wigan, but you know, it was nice to do it in America, and that was one of my
it's
highlights.
It's nice to do everything in a different place, isn't it? You
absolutely.
You can't stay in one place for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and that applies to any aspect of life. And then actually, you know, one of the biggest birthdays I had was, of course, the subsequent year when I turned 21. Now, 21st is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember your 21st?
I do remember my 21st.
What happened?
So we went out to the races with the girls. We went out for a big dinner as well. And we was having this big dinner. My mum was there as well. And we come out and there was someone walking past who used to be on Coronation Street at the time.
Oh.
So my mum is a huge Coronation Street fan.
Check out episode 9, by the way, when we did an episode on soaps.
We did, and she went wild. He was playing someone called Graham at the time. I think he actually used to go out with Michelle Keegan in it.
Hello.
I can't remember what his name was.
Yeah, window cleaner, I think.
Yeah, I think he was. So Babs was going wild.
Lucy's
she
mom.
Was all over him. I honestly thought...
Was it a bit cringy? I bet it was cringy.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
Bless her. So, yeah, that's what I remember from my 21st.
My 21st was, frankly, unique, and only a very, very small handful of people could ever have done this for the 21st.
Plum.
I turned 21 inside the Big Brother house.
Oh, was your birthday in there?
No, unfortunately, we're on a basic budget
that week.
So what
did you wish it?
So
no alcohol?
No alcohol. And they give me the ingredients to make a Victoria sponge cake.
But you didn't drink, though, either, didn't
exactly.
you, at the time?
So I wasn't bothered about the alcohol, but the ingredients to Victoria sponge cake was actually short on a few actual necessity ingredients, like,
oh,
for example,
it?
Self-raising flour. So it turns out...
Was that on purpose?
Oh, no, yeah. Big Brother, we were horrible and they didn't want me to have a nice birthday. And, basically, I then tasked the blind guy, Mikey, who does listen to this, from my year's Big Brother, with making the cake. Needless to say, we ate, frankly, burnt to a crisp rubber is basically what it tasted like. But you know what? It was a unique setting, and Big Brother eventually gave me a party hat. That was good of them. And they played Take That, Rule the World
Take
into the house.
Take That. Oh.
Yeah, you and me can rule the world. And I thought to myself,
was
you know
that-
what? You know what? I was welling up at the thought of Gary Burwell being pumped in there. It was a taste of home.
Being one there.
They pumped the music into the house.
Gary Burwell being pumped in.
Lucy, do you know any birthday cards are sent in the UK each year?
How many?
Half a billion.
Wow.
And they say the card industry is dead.
I think I would so much prefer a nice little card with a nice little sentiment wrote in it for my birthday than, well, I wouldn't mind a Moby purse for my birthday, but just saying.
Nobody's going to give
like
you that.
A card.
They'll give you an e-card with a Moby purse
or
on it.
Or a Moby bag. Maybe one day.
If you want to send Lucy a fictional present that she's never going to get, just tweet her at Lucy M. Hilton.
What is the best birthday present you've ever given?
Given?
Yeah.
Well,
I've just
recently taken my girlfriend to Barcelona. That's a pretty good birthday
present.
That's
a good present. You're doing well.
And received, I can't name one present that I've received that I think has been excellent.
Although have you ever taken any presents back?
My mum was talking about how she wanted a foot spa. She's been talking about it for years, right? So a few years ago on her birthday, I got her this foot spa. Mm-hmm. It was well advertised on telly. She saw it, state of the art, right?
Oh.
Give it to her on her birthday.
But she was loving life.
Face dropped.
Why?
Didn't want a foot spur. Quote, would never use it. But you sit down at night after work, put your feet in it. The foot spur, to this day, is still in the attic gathering dust.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
harsh. I'll have it.
My mum now.
Donate it to me.
My mum now, you know what you're getting in September. You know now, my mum now gets cash every year. Cold, hard, thoughtless cash.
Well, to be fair, I think it's the thing with parents. I bought my dad once. What do you get, dads? Dads are so hard to buy for. So I bought him a pair of socks. Not just any old pair of socks, like really nice designer socks, dead cute. Didn't like him.
Why?
Because he had stripes on them.
Is that, what he said?
Genuinely. His face dropped. I'm like, they're a pair of socks. How can you not like socks? Didn't like him. Gave him to my brother.
Oh, that's brilliant.
How thoughtful of him.
How ungrateful
He's
of
so
him.
So ungrateful. I was fuming. I'm not buying him socks ever again.
Again, Lucy, go down my cash method. That's what you need to be doing.
Exactly. But obviously, the best way to celebrate your birthday is with a party.
Exactly. But the question is, Lucy, when you was a kid,
how
you used to just basically...
How to throw the best party?
But you used to go to McDonald's, basically, for the best parties,
McDonald's
right?
parties are the best
they
parties
were just
ever.
Ronald.
You felt like a little queen.
You
on
did.
A throne at the top of the table.
Unlimited fries because you just
goodness.
Keep eating them.
I wanted the McDonald's party.
I think if you went to McDonald's and asked for a party, you'd probably get sectioned.
But we know someone who does know how to throw the best party.
And somebody, actually, that does slightly better than Ronald McDonald's parties. This guy is one of the UK's top events, parties and wedding planners.
To the stars.
To the stars and to people who just have a load of money.
Yeah. Us, obviously.
Not us. We can't afford him.
On the phone right now, we have party planner to the stars, Mark Numerko. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mark. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. Have you ever done a podcast before? Are you new to podcasts or are you a bit of old hat?
I don't think I have, you know. I've done lots of radio, but I've not done a podcast.
Oh, really? First time
this
for
is
everything?
Exciting. We're breaking your podcast virginity today, then.
Oh, my God. Totally. yay.
So, Mark, tell us about you. First of all, tell us about your interesting surname, because we just had a debate about how to even pronounce it.
It's from Poland, although I've never been. terrible, I know. It's Polish, but I had an English grandmother, Warsaw. It's a long story during World War II. They met here. Anyway.
Oh,
but yeah,
cute.
Cute. Yeah, very cute. I'm more Essex than Polish, if I'm honest.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
We'll not hold that against you, Mark.
Don't touch me now.
So what? You are an event planner. What made you get into that?
So I worked in film and TV prior to doing this. I've had in America for 11 years. So from a very young age, I worked for film and TV. And I did a bit of PR within that. And obviously did a few events within that, which was quite fun. I was like, I quite like this party planning lark. And then I came up with the concept of just doing social events, really, not corporate, not fashion.
The fun stuff, basically.
Totally. And really personal stuff. So I feel that to a degree, a premiere film premiere party or a fashion launch is actually quite boring because it's just very celeb-driven. Arriving and you don't get a lot of detail. And also, you don't get a lot of budget. They all want it for free.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's right.
So, yeah, so and weddings, it mainly starts as a wedding planning business. And it's just great because you get to know people inside out. And it's something I didn't think about, obviously, was that these people are going to go and get pregnant and start having kids. Hence, we did, then started doing kids' parties and all their birthdays. And
I mean, realistically, then, there's kind of no end to, realistically, how the cash cow, a family for you. If you think about it, you can do the wedding, you can do the renewed vows, you can do the birthday party, the christening, do it all.
Yeah, totally. I think it's more so a case of, particularly if you've done the wedding, I don't think in relation to events and party planning, from my experience, there's nothing else like a wedding.
Yes.
A wedding is, no matter what scale you're doing or what format you're doing, it's actually an event where you'll never have that number, those people again in a room together, particularly from both, you know, both the couple, either side, the bride and groom and stuff. So, yeah, so it's quite fun in that respect. And obviously there's a lot of peer pressure and so forth. But anyway, but it's your birthday, isn't it, Luke?
Yes, at the time we're recording this right now, it's my birthday.
He has been banging on about this all morning.
I'm so glad we can talk about me now, I thought, yeah, that's great. Talk about your wedding.
You know, when it is your birthday, you've just got to let people know.
Yeah, absolutely. I
agree. I
mean, I'm not one to say anything.
I don't understand the people that don't, like, enjoy celebrating the birthday.
So, Mark, have you seen that then? Like, so you, I mean, have you planned any kind of showbiz birthday parties or do you not prefer doing birthday parties?
Oh, I love doing a birthday party. I'll be honest, I love doing kids' parties more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did like Marvin Humes' 30th, and I married him and Michelle, and then I also did. I did his 30th, and then obviously I did Alea's first birthday. I remember meeting Alea for the first time when she was about 6 or 7 months old, having a consultation meeting at Clara's to discuss her christening.
cute
showbiz,
very much.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, that was quite fun. And then we've also done other people. From royalty, who I can't really mention, but and then we've also done stuff we did James Corden's wedding as well, which was quite fun to see.
Oh, amazing. I mean, you say you can't mention the royals. So do they make you sign a non-disclosure agreement?
No, actually. If I'm honest, out of everybody, James doesn't. James is, you know, he's quite laid back.
Yeah.
No, the only time we have to is actually, like with someone like Michelle and Marvin, it more so because they've done a magazine deal.
And heaven forbid you spoil that.
But if I'm honest with you, the royals are the most laid back in that respect.
Oh,
I think
they?
They just wouldn't come to you if they didn't trust you.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you have a royal coming to you're marrying somebody that's, you know, got, say, a royal coming. We've had Prince Harry come to one of our weddings, which is super good fun.
Oh, wow. He is my favourite royal.
Yeah. Well, the girls in my office, I think I could not, I think I shouldn't have paid them that week, quite frankly. They were just so happy to be working. But yeah.
They would have done it for free.
I would have done that for free.
Definitely. next time, if you need someone to do it for free, I will be there.
She'll be yours.
He was exceptionally understated. So charming. And yeah, I've done other royals that are older than him at senior events, and they've been a lot harder to work for. And when he's more senior, but he's lovely, yeah.
So much to plan a birthday party for that sort of calibre. Then, I mean, is it each tailor made, or do you have a set format that you just tweak it? It must be so difficult.
Everything's really tailor made. So what I love doing from the kids' party. So if it's a kid, I love. Like, I've got a great example is with the kids' parties. It's one of the parties that the reason I like them is because I really theme it.
Yeah.
I don't love theming weddings or theming. I mean, I don't mind a dress-up party. That's quite fun.
Yeah.
But overall, I think the theme should be the person. So,
for example,
how you see, like, wedding first dances when people aren't dancers. I just hate all of that format where people copy each other and think, oh, this is the trend. And it's like,
oh, I know.
You should be the trend and you should be confident enough and secure enough in your own character and taste
to
be yourself. However, we're kids. It's quite fun. So I think there's so many different examples of what I've done for kids, but I love meeting them. If I've not worked for their parents before and their new clients, so I had a milkshake with this 6-year-old and like, we were struggling to find out. I was like, she wouldn't tell me what she was into. She was quite shy. So then I was like, what are you doing this weekend? She went, going to ballet. And I was asking, oh, do you like ballet? And then I discovered she really loved the dinosaur at the National History Museum. So we came up with ballerina, dinosaur ballerina.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant.
So cool.
And it was such good fun.
Dino-rina, so, yeah. It can catch on, a hashtag.
Hopefully.
I mean, Mark, what's it like having a consultation with a six-year-old? I mean, it's not quite your typical, I'm just going for a boardroom meeting.
I bet it's so fun, though.
It's so fun. I think the parents don't obviously hire me before. Obviously, the parents are paying and stuff. But yeah. I like to meet them just because I just want to know what they're into.
Yeah,
just,
of course. Because you don't want to throw a birthday party that they'll hate. Like, you need to be interested.
Exactly.
What everyone gets lost in, you know, obviously there's the detail of going back to the office and going, right, let's go and buy a load of dinosaur toys and spray paint them gold and all of this. But, or whatever. But there is that detail. But the main focus and what really makes an event, no matter your age or what the event is, it's about service and about, you know, if you go to an, it's like when you go to a nightclub and if you can't get to the bar.
Which I can't.
Even if it's playing amazing music.
It ruins your night, doesn't it?
You'll say it's the worst night you've ever got.
Yeah, it's the worst night. That's
so
very true.
Things like that. So it's the same with a wedding. You might have the most, or a kids' party, you might have the most amazing detail. But if it's like with kids more so, it's about working out if any of the children are shy. So we call them hosts, we don't have the typical entertainer. So they come in.
Not a clown, then.
No clown.
Scared of clowns.
Is that a policy across the board? No clowns.
I did once years ago, because somebody asked, I'm sorry, it was weird. None of us left the room. We were all like, maybe we should be in that room with that clown. It looked a bit weird.
Scary.
Yeah, very scary. No, but so we have like our hosts. We call them hosts, but really fun young guys and girls to like be entertainers.
Yeah.
Just in t-shirt and jeans type thing. And they welcome the kids from the beginning. So if you've got a little mate that from school that's like potentially really shy, you know, our host would like work on that person a bit. And then they play games with them, craft games, and then overseeing them, eating everything. It's more so things like that. And then with the other scale of a birthday party or whatever, it's about, you know, making sure service is really good. There's no
booze. It's about the quality.
Yeah.
And the loos. You can always tell a good party from the loos.
Completely agree. First thing I do if I go into a restaurant, I check out the loos.
If the toilets are clean, the food's clean, the mind's
clean. It's all good. It's all good.
It's really important. But also, like, somewhere like at Claridge's, for example, in our banqueting in our loo there, in the ladies' loo, it's quite a big space.
Yeah.
They've got kind of a powder room, if you like. And
oh, nice.
So we've put kind of fun things in there, so such as a tarot card reader or
something cool.
like that that becomes, and you don't put it there all night, but you put it there suddenly.
Nip to the toilet, wash your hands.
And
that
then get your
so
fortune
cool. I want to come to one of your parties.
And also, with a tarot card reader, you think people's hands will be quite clean then as well. You think they'd have washed them, so that's the main thing.
Exactly. And then you can really get into the depth of their lives.
So Mark, very quickly then, as I said, I've mentioned it's my birthday. I don't think I've mentioned it. And
oh, my God.
If you was planning a party for me now, Mark, if I were to describe some of the things that I'm into, would you be able to come up with a concept?
It would probably be a Pokemon-themed party for
you. Okay, I'm not
into Pokemon. Oh, my God. Literally, I'm going to get off and go and do that now after this. I'm going to get off the phone and go and play Pokemon.
Well, you know what? On that note, maybe I do not want you to plan my party anymore then.
Are you not into Pokemon?
I've tried to, you know, I am. I'd be lying if I said I'm not into Pokemon, but I've not caught on to Pokemon Go yet because my eyesight's bad. I don't want to run into the road.
Oh, I see.
He's practically blind, Mark. So
Mark, I would say that, you know, I'm into political thrillers on Netflix, like House of Cards.
Right.
He loves wrestling.
I love professional wrestling, so... Would you merge
exactly.
them?
That was my reaction, exactly.
Right, this party's going to really be a good story and really progress.
It'll be
you
fun.
You could do, I don't know, what could you do? So what, you like a political story? How can you do a party about Have you got a budget for what's his name that's in House of Cards?
No, I don't think I can afford Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, that's it.
No, and he wouldn't return our calls for a podcast either. So, listen, Merck, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. It's been fun.
It was great to speak to you.
And if we ever made more than £10 for this podcast, we'd hire you to do our parties.
And if you can ever invite anyone to your parties, please invite us.
Come. Yeah.
We would love to come.
Merck, thanks so much. People want to know more, they can find you on Twitter.
Yes, at Numerco, N for November, IE, M for the IERKO.
Merck, thanks so much.
Cool, thank you.
Thanks for coming on, we'll see you soon.
I think before we did the chat with Merck, we said we wouldn't be able to afford him. I think now it's very clear.
We can't.
We would have to do a billion podcasts.
I would love him to do my birthday party,
or
though.
Your wedding, I mean. When
do you think he'll like just treat me? That could be my birthday present.
No, no, I don't even think he'd give us a 5% discount, if I'm really honest. But you know what, though? You don't need money to be part of High Life Diners Club, because thanks to Luke and Lucy FM, we've got an amazing exclusive offer.
Yeah, we do. If you love dining out, why pay full price? You can discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
You absolutely can. You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy two-for-one dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
Yep, and we have an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free 3-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code, which is LL16.
That's LL16 for 3 months for your High Life card. Or you can, like Lucy and I, upgrade to platinum for just £10 the entire year.
It is so good.
You can feel like Merck.
I got a really good meal on Saturday with that, actually.
Seriously, did you?
Yeah, nice little Mexican, my favourite.
And it was 2-for-1.
A 2-for-1.
Seriously.
It was amazing.
That is an absolute, honestly, please do that if you enjoy it. And tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM if that's what you're doing. And if it is your birthday, listening to this right now, or it's your birthday in a few weeks' time.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. And, you know, Marilyn Manson once sang.
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah. Although maybe Marilyn Manson did a birthday song.
Probably did.
And she once sang, was it for JFK?
I think it was. JFK is in the airport.
Oh, dear. on that note, is it an airport? On that note, we are done with this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. We're back on Luke and Lucy FM with episode 25 next week. In the meantime, please do check out previous episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM.
Yep.
You started this episode, Lucy, singing happy birthday. Do you want to go out trying again?
Let's do this. We'll see you next week. But for now, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's a no from me.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.